Hello, America. Hope we can complete this broadcast. I interviewed Darren Weeks the other day, and we got interrupted 3 times. And my phone communications are disrupted. I'm going to say this publicly. I am physically prevented from communicating with Paul Preston. I understand from our mutual friends, he's trying to contact me too. This has been going on for 6 weeks. A couple of our key associates, not mentioning names, but they are being threatened. And I've heard this twice today. So they're pulling out all the stops, ladies and gentlemen. I will not be deterred. I know Doug here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, he will not be deterred, but we're letting you know. And they're going for broke right now. They're going to do what they want to do. I know my name's on a list that surfaced about 6 months ago. And so is Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman. For disposal before the midterms. So Quayle and I talked about this on air a couple times. So just letting you know, folks, this is getting real. This is not imagination. This is not hyperbole. This is the way it is. And when you hear the Darren Weeks interview, you'll hear us splice together 3 times. We got disconnected. So we're here with Doug, and we have an interesting show for you today with some real diverse topics. Before we go there, though, I need to let you know the storable food still available at a greatly reduced price. Ignore this at your own peril. You need 2 years. And I don't care where you get the food from, but if you get it from MPS, it'll be balanced meals. If you get it from the grocery store, you're going to get sick of eating the same thing. And that's reality. But I'll leave that to you to use your own judgment. They still have sales in place. You need water filtration because of the roving blackouts. We have no idea how long the grid will stay down. We just know everyone's going to be affected. They're just bringing us to our knees. They don't need to do this. This is all about bringing us to our knees. So the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is the best there is, but it has a limited shelf life because I only have so many left to sell, and I'm the lone remaining vendor in the United States, really across the planet. So you can go to waterwithdave.com. Also, if you're not diversified across crypto, gold, silver, palladium, platinum, well, good luck with your money when the crash comes. You will not get it back. I don't even think they're going to give you a percentage like they did in Cyprus and other places. I think they're just going to grab it all. And I'm just saying, you better diversify. And especially when digital hits, you want to be outside the system as much as you can be. So Noble Gold can help you with all that. If you got a nest egg to protect, you need to talk to them. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. You notice all the products here are about what you may need to survive. I hope you don't, but you look at what's going on. We are quickly moving down that path. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Thornton is with me here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we're going to hit a number of topics today, and we're being attacked on every front. Doug, it's hard to even know where to start.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's any gun confiscation in the air.
You gotta be kidding.
So, you know, this is a... I would dare say that this is probably one of the closest times in our life where we see the beginnings of what could be a potential civil war in this country from the random acts of violence, the tyrannical rule, COVID lockdowns, soon to be monkeypox lockdowns. You also have the threat of the Second Amendment being overturned to the extent that maybe it'll just be the weapons that can protect you the most against the government taken away. And who even knows what midterm is going to look like, if we're even going to have one, Dave.
You know, I made that same comment to my wife at dinner tonight. And she was genuinely shocked. And she said, "You used to reject those arguments. There ain't going to be an election." And I said, "Oh, that's a bunch of crap." I'm not saying it now. The Democrats seem to be, I don't know how to put it, putting lack of effort into stealing this election. They're doing some. I mean, Soros just bought up Spanish-speaking radio stations, and the employees are revolting. They can't stand him. But they're doing that to try to get the Hispanic vote. They're having their little primetime hearings By the time you guys hear this, those hearings will be over. This airs Friday. And hearings will be one day. But it doesn't even matter. They had to hire a Hollywood producer to add to an investigation, a government investigation that's being Hollywood produced. Are you kidding me? That tells you that they got jack squat. And they're just going to embellish with lie after lie. Doug, did you know right now they're saying that five officers of the law were killed in the so-called insurrection?
Yeah, well, that's one thing I've heard so far. And I've also heard that there's a possibility where one of the people that were supposedly killed or was killed, I mean, it is what it is, by the police there at the Capitol, that the entire group that witnessed it was also arrested, and no one's heard of any of it yet. So, once again, man, here comes the problems. We have conspiracy theories. And with conspiracy theories, the most troubling part about this is the ability to cover up the truth and to twist the truth and to lead people astray from the truth based off of our conspiracy theories. Now, that's neither a wrong done on by your part or my part, or I would say generally by anybody's part, because no one really knows a lot. Everybody wants the truth, but the government refuses to give it to us. Remember Jack Nicholson saying that you can't handle the truth?
Yeah.
Well, that's I think at this point the government can't handle telling the truth. So here we all are, sitting here with our thumbs twisting, trolling together in our hands, and we just ask ourselves, what in the hell is next? What could possibly bring this country to an even closer state of dread? I honestly believe we are going to have the false pretext, the exploding of smallpox or monkeypox, one of the two, and somewhere along with that, this is just my guess, Dave, it's a complete guess, somewhere along with the active shooters and the smallpox, monkeypox outbreak, it's going to be made known to the public that this was a domestic terrorism threat by the right wing, who were able to take monkeypox or smallpox out of a secured location of a laboratory and released it upon the populace.
I can't agree. They need to lock us down. In fact, they're kind of tipping their hand in Ireland. I don't know if you heard about this, but yesterday the Irish announced a policy that if they have extreme gas shortages, they're going to lock everybody down like COVID-19. And I'm thinking, why? You can't ride your bike to work? You couldn't at least take public transportation? But no, they're going for a lockdown. And lockdown is the objective. The energy is just the excuse. Right. So they do want to lock us down, and I think you're absolutely right about what you're saying.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Why do we need to be locked down again, Dave?
So we won't rebel against what's going on, and also too, they can do. I don't think they're going to go to every house, but I think they're going to do house to house seizures of guns. I think they're going to make a point. They're going to make examples of people, hoping that everyone else will comply.
Well, if that's true, then I bet you $10 it happens in the Democratic cities. They ain't going to do that out in the country where I live. They're going to go out to where you live. You know, they're not going to go out to some of these deep hollers and draws and go after people's weapons way back in the hills, Dave. That's suicidal. And I'll just go ahead and say that. That's a bad idea. That's suicidal. There's too many Bubbas. There's too many good old boys with their rifles. And there's too many damn patriots who are not going to stand there and let that happen. So, with that, if that is your conclusion, then I would say let's add in another conflict between the public and the government. Because that's going to happen then. And what's, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, Dave. If we can get it to where I can convince some government agencies or state agencies or locals to go to one area and start seizing firearms, well, I guarantee you that if I was doing that and I was a bad guy, then I would be working simultaneously with our friends of the Federal Bureau of Instigations. I almost said investigations. That's what cops actually do.
I almost said insurrection today.
I like Federal Bureau of Instigations. That's what they seem to be good at. But I would be having the FBI hooking up with some of their other fellows that are scattered amongst the militias in America and telling them, hey, we got a plan. We're going to cause some terror attacks. Because it only makes sense at this point. All we can do is hypothetically ask questions and throw out some crazy theory here and there. And honestly, Dave, just hope it doesn't stick to the wall. None of us want this to happen at all. None of us want any of this to happen. Nobody wants another active shooter. Nobody wants another lockdown. Nobody wants another rigged election because the previous was rigged. What we want, Dave, is normal, happy lives where we can go and eat our poison McDonald's burgers and drink our poison Coca-Cola products and then go to sleep. That's all we want. We want the American dream. But, Dave, I don't think we're going to be allowed to have the American dream anymore. What do you think?
The American dream is now the American nightmare. And I know that's not a new phrase, but it's true. This new generation is the first one that will live a decidedly lower standard of living than the predecessors of their parents. And we're going to see multi-generational households as a result. And, boy, it's just going to be a freaking mess. And not only that, they're trying to get us out of our homes. I mean, the unrealized income invention of Janet Yellen, with home appreciation prices being artificially driven up by BlackRock and Vanguard. The government wants to collect tax, capital gains tax, at 43.5% on your home appreciated value. Most people will be out of their homes. Most people don't have the money to do that. And so they're going to eliminate home ownership. They're going to ration food. And I just read Joseph Mercola's article today, and it's something I've covered with Pat Wood in detail. But the smart meters are going to shut down your utilities during the day. You know, the UHF designation, we all had to go to digital away from analog about 10, 12 years ago. And they're going to be doing that. And now we know why the smart meters were put on your homes. And they're going to actually cause you to track your own. I'll give you an example. I did a podcast on this today. I said, we can track anything. Like this morning I did some sled work as a workout. So I would go out there and I'd go as long as I could till I couldn't go anymore. And then I would look at it and go, about 95% of my heart max. And I could tell that on my pulse meter, my CO2 went from about 98 to 90. And I thought, it took about 90 seconds and I was back doing it again. After I recovered, I could measure all that. Okay, we can measure so many things about ourselves today. There's this cardia device that you can measure your heart rate four different ways, and it can detect early problems like tachycardia. But here's what you're going to have to track. You're going to have to track your carbon footprint, and they're going to tie it into your social credit score. So if you exceed, you know, you eat something you're not supposed to eat, if you don't eat the four prescribed things of bugs, fake lab meat, aquatics, and plants, well, then you're going to get penalized, and they're going to start to take things away from you like they do in China. That's what we're headed for, Doug. This is scary stuff. And the WEF and the World Health Organization are coordinating their efforts along this area.
Well, I'm sure you saw it. You see where they have those kids in Europe eating bug protein bars?
Oh, my God. It was bug. In the UK.
Yeah, bug protein bars. Mm-hmm. No, thanks, man. I'm good. I'll go back in the back, Dave, and I'll just kill one of the turkeys or chickens or whatever, you know, the geese or ducks or quail or pheasants. That's why I have what I have. You know, they cannot regulate us to death, but they will try it. They will try it. They will eventually do the very best that they can. And, you know, at some point, we're just going to have to say no. But, Dave, how many people do you think would resist? Let me ask you this hypothetical question, Dave. You've been around longer than I have, and you've talked about this more than I have. How many people would resist the government coming door to door, house to house, to get your firearms.
I believe 10% fatally. In other words, they would fight to the end. And probably about 30% would resist in one form or another. The rest will be sheep and give in, even if they don't want to. But if you just have 5% of the people that are in opposition to your policies as a government, you've got a problem. You remember, only 3% of the people in the revolutionary period participated in the revolution.
Yeah.
So they got a problem, and they know it. That's why they got to lock us down. I mean, the Ireland situation is really a tell-all. And I don't think they thought that someone like me would look at what they're doing and say, this isn't about energy. This is about locking you down so they can control you. There's the America, Summit of the Americas that went on in D.C. All of Latin America minus Mexico and Brazil with Bolsonaro. And they all met, and they're all going after two things. One, they want the old free trade area of the Americas, where it's one complete economic and political block from the Yukon to Cape Horn. And no borders, free movement of people and goods, equalization of currencies, which means you and me will take about a 50% hit on our standard of living because our dollar will be devalued to match the other currencies. And that's what happened when they put together the EU, and I know because I was there and I saw it. This is what they're going to do here. And also, they want gun confiscation. In fact, Trudeau actually went to Chile and met with the new Chilean president, who's a communist, and stole his election using voting machines, and said, collect your people's guns before they rebel. You stole the election. I've had so many people talk to me about this today. It's not even funny. So they're moving to world government right now. They're regionalizing the Americas. They've already regionalized Europe. They're going to do the same thing in Asia and Africa. And then they're going to blend the whole thing together into one big world government.
So then what should we be doing right now then? Should we be buying more guns and ammo and tactical crap? Should we be buying more of the beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, or should we be investing? Because, Dave, if they're going to do this all around the world, just imagine how many of the gangs around the world that aren't going to give up their guns in the areas where people will. And, you know, same with all of us here in America. You know, right now.
I got the answer to that.
Well, I mean, the liberal laws already, Dave, that are already on the books and that are already there in Canada, already limit everybody there. You can have guns, but you can't have the guns that we do. You can't have the magazines. You can't have the type of ammunition. There's so many regulations there. But, Dave, you and I both know that's not going to stop the terrorists. It's not going to stop the bad guys. And it won't stop the dictators.
I know. Well, I'm not sure how to respond to what you just said because my mind's going in two different directions. But I think the biggest thing that I see that's going to happen with the cartels, it's not a matter of will they give up their guns. I had a DEA agent approach me back in 2014, and he liked the work I was doing on the last Central American major invasion at the border. And he had been the number three man in Peru. And I learned all about the corruption of the DEA in Peru. It was just terrible. And he educated me greatly, greatly. And one of the things I learned from him is how we partner with the cartels. So let me take what I learned from him. And I had another DEA agent I talked to around the same time who pretty much said the same thing, that this criminal government, in exchange for their help in controlling dissidents, they'll have hit squads. That's why MS-13's been allowed in the country, and they have since 2014. They'll have hit squads that go out and kill key people. They'll have hit squads that do whatever. And in exchange, they'll let the cartels be the middleman for child sex trafficking and drug trafficking. And it'll be state-sponsored below the optic view of the public. I really believe this is coming.
Well, I mean, does this happen prior to the midterms, or do you allow another January 6th event to happen for the midterms? And then you can cry foul all day long and say, look, the ultra MAGA country did it to us twice with the insurrection. I mean, you got to put yourself in the bad guy's shoes. If you're going to do this, if you're going to go against the entire country, you're going to cause a civil war, well, you better make it as big as possible. That way, there's more room with a big conflict than there is with a small conflict. A small conflict means less players, means less people care. And if less people care and there's less players, well, then there's less things that you can do to get away with. So if I were a bad guy, whatever I'd be planning on right now would be the biggest thing this country has seen since the previous Civil War, and it would make 9/11 look like a bad weekend.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Let me share what else I was told today. And the source is well trusted by people with government involvement. That's all I'm going to say. And I think you understand why I got to be so obtuse about this, because what I'm about to tell you is very disturbing. I've heard this for some time. In fact, let me start out with a matter of fact. The top 55 Democrats have not contributed the required campaign donations run by something called the DCCC, run by the Democratic National Committee. And I couldn't believe it when I heard this. I thought, well, they're going to be involved in some close races, and they funnel money that way. And Ocasio-Cortez hasn't done it. Bernie Sanders hasn't done it. Schumer hasn't done it. Pelosi hasn't done it. And I'm looking at top 55, and I reported on this a few months ago, and I said, gee, is there even going to be an election? And I think that this is a real possibility. Now, that sets the stage for what I'm going to tell you. These people have been very loose with their communications about what's coming. There has been, let's put it this way, things not disposed of properly, things that should be shredded that weren't. And I won't say any more than that. Loose words that could be overheard. And I'm just going to tell you point blank, this is what I've been told. I've got a hint of this from one person. I got direct information from another who's well-sourced. They have told me that they're not sure there's going to be an election, that they may try to take the election down through getting us into a general lockdown in October, and some of the communications validate this. They are planning a major terrorist event followed by huge insurrections in this country like we have never seen. And I have some matching information on this. I think it's possible, but there also is a second strategy, Doug. Tucker Carlson covered this tonight, and I watched about 10 minutes of his show, and it was very revealing. Many of the secretaries of state of blue states are going on MSNBC and CNN, and they're talking about these voter registration laws are Jim Crow, and they're going to affect the election. And then Tucker played Biden in two different clips where he said, yeah, this could lead to unfair election advantage, voter fraud. Remember, there's no voter fraud in America, according to the Democrats, until now, because they might lose. So one of two things is going to happen. They're going to create so much havoc that there may not be an election, but let's say they can't pull that off. I believe they have a plan B, and the plan B is an insurrection based on fake election results. And here's my coup de grace on this. At the same time I learned about the 55 Democrats not contributing to their DCCC fund, I also saw a clip, again on Tucker Carlson, where Nancy Pelosi said, this is not controversial, people, this, she said this, the tape is there, if the Republicans win the midterm, we won't honor the election because they're a threat to democracy. So when you put all these things into a blender, you've got a plan A, you've got a plan B, and either way, the Democrats are not leaving power unless they're forced out.
Well, you said something there that kind of spikes with me. The Democrats keep wanting to say that people that are conservative your classical liberals, even your Democrats that are teetering right now. You know what I mean? The old Southern Democrats, like what my dad and my grandparents were, and then, you know, they're coming more to the light of the conservative side. Those people are going to be forced to make a choice, Dave. You're either a liberal and an extremist leftist, or you're the enemy. You're not going to be given a choice. I mean, they'll give you a choice, Dave. Every dictator gives his people a choice. Join the dictator or join the mass grave. Now, I personally believe we're going to see more events happening here pretty soon. And we're going to have let's just speculate, we're going to have a plethora of things to complain about in this country, from the amount of destroyed manufacturing facilities for food or for poultry. I mean, right now, the USDA is predicting that egg prices will be $12 a dozen by the fall of 2022. Me being a poultry farmer, that is great. But for the rest of America, that is horrible, which makes it horrible for me, too. And by the way, we would never sell our eggs for a dozen or for $12 a dozen. That's just insane. But you know what it's going to do? It's going to cause panic buying. It's going to cause panic buying.
It already is.
And that panic buying will probably go into the fact that people will panic and buy chickens and chicken feed and everything around poultry. And then all of us who are, you know, small town farmers who rely upon that stuff, it's going to be harder for us to get it. And we produce more than the average person. So you're going to have a problem on that front. Here, let's talk about this real quick. I think there's a growing reason, a growing series of evidence that will prove that we're headed to a civil war. Look, you heard about what happened to Justice Kavanaugh.
Right. Yeah, I had a video demonetized on YouTube today for daring to talk about it. Yes.
How dare you talk about the truth, Dave?
I know.
Yeah. Well, have you noticed it's always the leftists that are doing this? It's always a leftist. It's always some crazed idiot. It's never, I want to say never, it's almost never the conservative. It's almost never the horrific ultra MAGA people that Biden talks about. It's always the same group of people, the leftists that are crazy. And this guy's, you know, they said that he's being charged with murder. He's probably going to walk off with a plea deal. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there right now.
It'll be typical blue justice, no question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, take the guy's gun, let him walk. He'll go get another gun. But you know what that would make me think? If I was a Supreme Court justice right now, that is a confirmation that there are people willing to show up right now and kill me. I would be asking for more escorts, more security. And when that goes away, if my security goes away, or if my security is laxed, I would not leave my home. And I would not do anything until that security gets beefed up. And I would be sitting there waiting to call some news media to let them know they're trying to set me up. Because that is exactly what would happen. All right, let's move on.
Before you leave that thought, this is exactly what happened to Chris Stevens and Hillary Clinton when he asked for more protection before Benghazi. And she wouldn't do it. And that absolutely is true. And let me stop you there for a second. We need to take a quick break. Doug and I have a new sponsor here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and it's MyPillow.com/Hodges. I'll say it again, MyPillow.com/Hodges. Listen to this. You all know the quality products they have. The slippers, the sheets, the bath towels, just fantastic. Listen, because you're a member of our audience, we can get you 50% off with the coupon code Hodges. So all you got to do to take advantage of this great, great offer. And they're going to throw an additional $10 off as well, too. $10 plus 50%? You got to be kidding me. MyPillow.com/Hodges. Okay, so Doug, this is a great deal. I'll tell you, we got these products here at our home. a lot of them. Some they send as promotions, and I think, we already have this stuff. But it's really awesome. A lot of two-for-one sales here with the coupon code Hodges. But anyway, Doug, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I just want to pull up some stuff here. I'm still building a very detailed and well-thought-out PowerPoint for our active shooter class that will be happening in September, where we're going to be teaching people how to prepare for an active shooter. But I want you to hear where these politicians that borderline themselves becoming, how would you say this, celebrities in their rhetoric. All right. This is Hillary Clinton. Over the weekend, Hillary Clinton said, "This weekend in mass shootings," like she's a reporter, Dave. She said, "Three people were killed and at least 14 injured in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Three people were killed and at least 11 injured in Philadelphia. We won't accept this state of affairs as normal Saturday in America." And then LifeNews.com says 2,465 people will be killed in abortions today, but you can celebrate that. So I find this to be interesting. Every time the left puts out something, the right puts out something, and it just goes to show you that there is no middle ground anymore. There's no room for arguments or differing views between either political party, and I would say for the better half of the country, we're getting to a perfect time within this maelstrom that everybody is willing to fight each other over some sort of a view. Now look, just me being a cop, okay, and me doing something called research. What happened in Philadelphia with the several active shooters, that was a gangland hit. And by the way, those were mainly teenagers and young kids out there. So, who do we really blame for half of this mayhem? The parents. Not the way the Democrats want to blame it, Dave. But could you imagine? Let me ask you this something, Dave. Let me ask you this something. What if I said, based off of the Democrats' new standards of how we want to prosecute people, because that's what these new gun standards are going to be. They're going to be for prosecution. And let me go ahead and give you the scenario, Dave. If your gun crawls over to your child, puts itself in their hands, and convinces the child to go outside and commit mass murder, it's going to be your fault as the parent because you didn't lock it up based on CDC standards, based off of ATF standards. And you're going to be held legally liable. But what happens, Dave, to the parents of the child, the single mom or the single dad who didn't pay attention to their children, or were off gallivanting, or unfortunately were off getting high or inexplicably drunk, did not pay attention to their child or their mental health, were not there for them? Do they get tried the same as the parent who decided to have a gun to protect themselves? Probably not. But we're going to see more of the tragedy of these shooters, of these people that are in depression, and, or, you know, honestly, Dave, you're the psychologist. They are people that need to be being monitored by psychiatric specialists, these people who want to commit mass suicide. But where are the parents? So instead, since we can't blame the parents for that, we can blame the parents after they killed somebody. But let me ask you something, Dave. If they went and they took their car and ran it into a group of people and killed a bunch of people, are the parents at fault?
Well, the cars, let's put it this way. The objective is the guns. And they want to make the parents afraid. Well, and by the way, the lockup of their guns will render self-defense with a home intruder impossible. I was looking at some research today where people, experts with firearms, they took 90 seconds to unravel their gun according to the guidelines.
Yes. Yes. I keep all my guns on display. And I typically keep some other guns. I won't give out operational security. But I typically do keep some other guns around, staged correctly. But this is, this is just my policy. And I'm going to say this because being in prior law enforcement, one of the worst things that you could ever do as a law enforcement officer is have what we call an ND or a negligent discharge, shooting your gun when you're not supposed to. Well, to top that would be your child getting your gun and shooting or killing themselves with it. So I'll give you two stories, two very similar, same stories, two officers. They both, for whatever reason, being creatures of habits, would put their pistols on top of the refrigerator when they would get home off duty. And in both instances, both childs that were, I think both the children were boys, grabbed the pistols, both shot themselves, and only one survived. So you never want to be that parent. And you never want to be the cop that goes on that call. But that's reality of what happens when you don't practice proper weapon safe handling. It doesn't mean that your gun has to go into a vault that it takes Batman to undo, Dave, but you can handle your weapon properly. This is just Doug's tip for the day. If you have little ones, I have four, soon to be possibly five, little ones running around. Do not keep your guns loaded if they're within the area where they can be reached. It takes less than a second to chamber around you. And Dave, I know you probably know guys like this, but I know guys that will have 20 pistols hidden throughout their house. Sometimes to the extent that they forget where they are. So, just be safe and smart, proper weapons handling. Because every time we have an ND, every time we have an accident, or every time our kid gets our gun they're not supposed to, you know what happens, Dave? These people give themselves more power to take our guns away from us. Notice, Dave, that they give themselves power to take it away from us.
Well, the only thing I got to say is that cold dead hand, Charlton Heston. I don't know if you knew that quote or not,
Oh, yeah.
but that famous actor said, "You can come get my gun out of my cold dead hand," and I'm not complying with any of these regulations. They're unconstitutional. The other thing, and I did a podcast on this a couple of days ago, I said, anything that comes out of the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum that Biden gets into an illegal treaty with, and right now his proposed treaty, is illegal. He says, "Oh, no, it's not. It's just an amendment to an earlier treaty." Well, I'm sorry. If you amend an earlier treaty, you must put it back through the process where two-thirds of the Senate must approve it. And he knows the Senate won't approve it. So he's just flagrantly violating the law. And I've made the statement, anything that comes out of there, WEF or WHO, I am not complying. Absolutely refuse.
Yeah, I absolutely refuse already. Dave, let's just give it to them. Let's say they pass the gun bill. Let's say they pass this next vaccine bill. What's next? What would you say would be next on their agenda?
Confiscation. Lockdowns. Lockdowns for the purpose of confiscation. I don't think they're going to go to all 200 and some million homes. I think what they're going to do is target select homes, maybe 50,000, and make the penalty so severe and publicize the hell out of it that everyone else will fall into line. What do you think?
I think we live in a time. I'm going to give you my personal opinion, and many people are going to disagree with me. I think we live in a time where you're going to rely upon your sheriff to protect you from the government, and they're not going to. I think there are going to be some sheriffs who will step in and protect their community, and the community will have to form a posse, which is legal, and will have to back that sheriff. But there will be repercussions afterwards. I think we've come finally to a Rubicon that America is going to be forced to cross, whether we like it or not, because the enemy is waiting for us on the other side of the river. We are going to have to decide to resist physically, and to hell with the consequences. And I don't know exactly what that conflict could look like, but all I can tell you is that there's not one Republican or Democrat, there's not one congressman or senator, there's not one president living or in office right now that could give you a honest reason as to why they need your firearms. And at some point in time, Dave, where is the military?
They're under the control of Chinese-controlled Millie.
So it's going to come to the sheriff. It's going to come to your local law enforcement and the people to resist. But, Dave, I got to ask you the question because you bring it up quite a bit. Are you going to be able to Martin Luther King protest a gun confiscation?
What do you think?
I think everyone that did it in the past can't speak about it anymore. I think there's nothing wrong with being a peaceful person who doesn't want violence in their life. I understand that. But if you take away my means and ability to stop other people from wanting to bring violence to my life, then there's nothing I can do. So you either resist now forcefully or you accept what's going to happen. I would rather, as always, take my own life in my own hands before I trust anyone else. And I don't believe one single politician or Hollywood elitist that says, we have police, you don't need rifles and pistols. Well, Uvalde. That's all I'll say.
Well, Trudeau said the same thing to his people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These people are surrounded by law enforcement and military. They can say that. This is where the Hunger Games comes in, because these people seem to be confused. They seem to be confused that they're not talking to their elitist buddies. They're talking to Mr. and Mrs. America, as Dianne Feinstein once said. If I could have had them turn in their weapons, then Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them in.
Yeah.
They have been after this since, what, the 90s, the 80s? They're finally at a point where they can do it, and people are willing to do it.
Well, they're able to do it because, God, what did I read? $300 million to control 75 DA positions by George Soros. They're now getting the outside help they need. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates has grown to enormous proportions. In the 90s, they didn't have that kind of external support.
Well, I think if Elon Musk is going to play the anti-hero, then we need to start pressuring one of these billionaires to be on our side. And if Elon doesn't want to be a part of the left and the evil that it is about, if he truly wants to walk the line, Elon needs to put his mouth and money on the same line. He needs to speak up, and he needs to put down the same amount of effort to help us with taking this government to court and suing the hell out of them, or better yet, arming factions like the NRA, arming factions like the sheriff's associations, and giving them the ability to do this themselves. Because, hey man, we're all we got. Ukraine's not going to be sending over firearms to help us whenever we're in a civil war, but Russia will sit there and wait and lick their chomps for the first time they get to come and pounce on us, along with China. And Mexico will join us.
You know, here's my view on this, Doug. You know, I've written a lot about the Kigali Principles and another illegal treaty forged by Obama and John Kerry when they left, before they left office in 2016. And they signed on illegally to a UN treaty that said that if the UN doesn't like the way something's going in a country, they can send in member nations to make it the way they need to. They can also do medical intervention. That's the old ESF regulations, 8 through 14, that Celeste and I have talked a lot about on air. And I believe that if the Democrats feel they're in trouble, they will start so much insurrection that they will get the UN to come in. And people say, well, Dave, that's crazy. Wait a minute. Hold on. Cook County, Chicago. Three different times they have tried to bring in the UN, and Trump twice said no. So you can't do it. Not doing it. And I forget, where was the other place? I can't recall the other. There was a third location. But the Democrats have already tipped their hand about UN intervention in our country. In fact, actually, we manufacture UN war vehicles in Hagerstown, Maryland. And I've covered that with photos. So we will have a UN presence now. You said Russia and China licking their chops. Hey, they can wear blue helmets just like they can wear their own. That would be my answer to what you're saying. I think you're exactly right.
Well, I think eventually we're going to see a dismemberment of NATO. I think we're going to see a dismemberment of NATO because they're going to be forced to choose a side, stay with NATO and have no power, mm-hmm. or join the other axis and have power again. Did you see the pictures going around about Finland?
Yeah, about the Nazis.
Hey, man. It's out there. It's out there now. I guess now that they're flying Nazi flags, Finland should probably go ahead and expect that we're going to start sending them billions of dollars.
Well, Jim Mars wrote a book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and he foretold a lot of this, the late Jim Mars. He was right on the money with this. NATO's between a rock and a hard place, and here's what I mean. Excuse me. The World Economic Forum is really clear. They want digital so they can enslave us. They can track our every movement. They can do carbon footprint readings, blah, 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 blah. And then they want to tie it into social credit. Now, Doug, here's the deal. Russia, gold back. Putin would have to be taken out, and you'd have to have a complete change of regime in Russia for the WEF to get a hold of them. In fact, Putin left the World Health Organization about a month ago. So Russia controls the fate of Europe this winter with home heating oil. There's no question. And I agree with you about the potential for NATO. In fact, I said 8 years ago that one day Germany will leave NATO and join with Russia because of this issue, and France and Britain might follow. So when we take a look at this situation, you will never see Putin capitulate to Klaus Schwab. NATO is part of the EU. They're intertwined. And the EU and Klaus Schwab will never let the European Union fragment and join a non-digital economic base. There's going to be a major war in Europe for control. And the goal is to destroy Russia. I got to believe that. Because right now, Latin America is trying to be convinced to go digital, and that's part of the Summit of Americas, but they don't want to. They want to go gold-backed. Because a lot of them have precious metal resources, like Mexico is going to be the leader in silver by the year 2030. They've got huge oil deposits undeveloped. They're not really on board with this. So if Latin America goes with Russia for gold-backed economy, and India is already there, Saudi Arabia is on the fence, China's playing both ends against the middle, but with this kind of upset going on, I just told you what the Third World War is going to be about. Which economic system is going to prevail?
Well, I agree with that. Once again, this is the war between the old world order and the new world order. I think they're all going to go to a digital currency. I think they're going to get rid of everything possible to be coin or cash, which means if you want to play along with digital currency, eventually you're going to have to play with their system. And, you know, there's a lot of us who use the stock market to invest in cryptocurrency. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I have a friend of mine who made $500,000 last year out of $10,000. So cryptocurrency, if you get on the right thing, hey, man, you can make a lot of money. However, That is the end goal, though, Dave. The end goal is to enslave and to find the proper working systems for slavery. But I think they want it to be a peaceful slavery. They want you to just walk right into it, and almost to the extent of just saying, okay, well, now I just got to get used to this and then enjoy your slavery.
Yeah, well, they want the path of least resistance. There's no question.
Of course they do.
That would be any ruling entity. They don't want us with our guns meeting them at the door. I remember Solzhenitsyn said this. He said, lamenting when he wrote memoirs when he was in the gulag, he said, if we would have just grabbed the pokers from the fireplace and killed some of these KGB, maybe we could have slowed it down. And that warning kind of served to America, don't give up your guns. And that was his message for saying this to America. Never, never, never give up your guns.
Right.
And they don't want that here in America. They fear this in America greatly. This is why they're Doug, I don't know how they're doing all of it, but all these shootings in a small amount of time to coincide with gun control, no sympathy expressed for the victims, nothing. Nothing. Biden is all gun control, nothing about the horror of the situation. They want the guns out of our hands. They're manufacturing these shooting incidences like you and I've covered with some of them, and this is all perpetrated for a purpose.
Well, and you know, that's a horrible part, is that the victims are already lost and it's already a political debate. But, you know, where is our demanding of the answers for why the FBI was in a chat room with two serial killers? These two mass murderers, not serial killers, these two mass murderers, you know, obviously already were being groomed and had connections with the FBI, yet we strangely don't know about it. But how about this, Dave? The U.S. House of Representatives votes 226-194 to criminalize disassembling, cleaning, and reassembling your gun without a firearms manufacturer's license, to include 8 Republicans. How much do you want to bet it's the same Republicans? The same ones.
Murkowski, Collins,
Romney.
Cheney, Romney, Dipstick from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. It's them. This is why by the way, I don't know the election results. Some of the votes have not all been counted, but in 7 states, they held primaries, and the rhinos are in trouble, and they should be. I've called for the unelection of about 90% of all Republicans running in the primary, because we need to change horses. The bottom line is, it's not enough that you didn't vote for this stuff. It's not enough that you just say, oh, this is wrong. You need to go on the offensive. And only people like Rand Paul have gone on the offensive. And that's why I'm saying the other ones need to be gone. Anyway, Doug, we got a couple of minutes left here. Let's talk about your show. What's going on with American Vindicta?
Well, we spent the weekend out in Arkansas, and have to change things up every now and then. So we spent the weekend out there in the caves and doing some archaeological digs with some guys from Prophecy Watchers, Mondo Gonzalez.
Cool.
And I don't want to talk too much about the project, but there is a project that we're doing. And it was great. We had a lot of fun. You know, we're out there trying to uncover mysteries of the United States. And here's what I'll leave the audience. There's a lot of bad stuff that's happening right now. But don't forget to get outside and have fun with your family.
Sure.
Enjoy this land. Enjoy what God has given you. I don't want to say look on the brighter side of life, but there are things that you can go out and do. And it's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. Get out there and have an adventure.
I think that's really true. Tell people when your show airs.
So the American Vindicta show is on GS Radio, and it airs between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, hold on. GSRadio.net.
Yep,
GSRadio.net. We've got to help the people on that, yeah.
And I'm now starting to put most of that up on the YouTube channel. So pretty much for now on, whenever I have anything done on GS Radio for the podcast, it'll go up on the YouTube channel as well.
That sounds really good. Before we close, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, take advantage of what we're getting from MyPillow. It's fantastic. You're not going to get this deal anywhere else. Hodges is the coupon code, MyPillow.com/Hodges. And my last name, Hodges, is the coupon code for 50% off, 2-for-1 sales. It's absolutely incredible. In fact, when you go to that site, you'll see everything there pictorially, and you go, oh. My wife said, I feel like a kid in the candy store. It's fantastic. And we got some more stuff, too. It's really terrific. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, too, we're also on TV, the commonsenseshow.tv. You're going to want to really go there because we do our heavy lifting there. We do the things that no one can censor. It's pretty cool. I love that. I love the commonsenseshow.tv. It's really one of the favorite things we do. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. Doug, I'll talk to you in just a few. Everybody else, thanks again, and we will see you back here next time. God bless everybody.
Thanks, Dave.